to finish off Perek Chamishi, Perek of Dimyon, we saw in our survey of the Koichos in a person, so one of the most powerful Koichos is the Koich HaDimyon. We saw in this Perek how the Dimyon, Koyach called Dimyon, which is a Koyach in a person, the ability to be able to detach yourself from reality or to mix reality with fantasy, has a number of ifanim, how it affects a person. First of all, it affects a person because that's how the midas act up. It's the tool that the midas use to get their tithes, to get their tachlis. The midah wants something, the way it does it is through Dimyon. The second thing we saw is that people live in the shadow of their Dimyon. The third thing we saw from Yisrael Zalanta was that the Dimyon on a practical level is what causes a person to do chet. Because if a person wouldn't have Dimyon, the Dimyon is what sugarcoats. The Dimyon is what sugarcoats a person's averus and a person's meisim. Haloi, when you think about it, Rabbi Yisrael Zalanta described in the letter a number of sugarcoatings. A sugarcoating is that you're not going to get punished. A sugarcoating is that Gehenna is not so bad. The sugarcoating is that it's not going to be you. All types of sugarcoatings. Well, Maisa, if you'll realize, you'll realize that every time we do an Avera, there's something very, very deep over here. Every time we do an Avera, every time a person does an Avera, nobody does an Avera without a Teretz. If you think about it for a minute, nobody does an Avera without a Teretz. That means nobody does an Avera that already Mukhar Mazumin, Limroid Bakarish Broku. Every time, the terutzim are stupid terutzim, by the way, right? I need it, I have to do it, the shikafelach, it's only once. Most of the times, it's only once. Most of the times, the teretz that we say on an averus is that we say to ourselves, only once. The person says to himself, only one time, the shikafelach, that's the big lie. Halei, the big lie that a person, one of the biggest lies that a person does averus with is he says to himself, only one more time. Service here. Yeah. Start again. Every time a person does an Avera, we're not talking about Rishon. Every time we do an Avera, it's with our teretz. Every time we do an Avera, it's with a Teretz. There's always a Teretz. A person never does. If a person thinks that he does Avera without a Teretz, you're making a mistake, you're fooling yourself. Every time a person does Avera, it's with a Teretz. Most of the time, the Teretz is it's only once. Most of the other times, the Teretz is, I need it desperately. A third time is that I'm an Oinus. Fourth time is that Gehenna is not that bad. That means, Rabbi Salanta is talking about Terutzim, which are extremely high level. He says, the guy says, I don't think about the future, Gehenna is not that bad. We're holding it much simpler and much less sophisticated terutzim of every soul. The terutzim that we do Averis with is that we're mamish and oinis, that we mamish can't manage without it. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he would know our matziv, would say that it's mutter, that it's chayiv to do the mitzvah even, because that's also fashas. That's the way we do most Averis. But again, the big lie is that a person said it's the last time. We're all familiar with that Dimyon, we're all familiar with that Yetzer Hara, that a person says to himself, I'm only going to do it one more time. Now that Dimyon, that I'm going to do it one more time, is based on a mega Dimyon. What's the mega Dimyon? And this is the biggest Dimyon of all of them. The biggest Dimyon of all of them is that a person says to himself, and this is why most people in the world, look, most people in the world never get to any sort of serious avodas Hashem, because they're stam completely for Dimyon, there's nothing going on in their head, b'chal. That's 99.9%. The other percentile that's left, which is the people who are sitting here, who do want to get to something, the reason why we don't do serious avodas Hashem is because of the big lie. What is the big lie? So I said a bunch of little lies now, which we live with every day, but there's the big lie. The big lie is that everybody says to themselves, that whenever I want, I'll be able to fix myself up. At a second notice, when I'll decide, I'll be a tzaddik. So what's the rush? It'll be a month later, it'll be a week later, it'll be a year later. Am I wrong? That's the big lie. Doesn't everyone have that hargosha? Should I take a poll? Doesn't everyone have that hargosha that whenever I want, I can fix it? Sadism. You live a little bit. Am I wrong? You don't have that hargosha? You have that hargosha? Do you? Do you? Does anybody not have that hargosha? I'm curious. No, he's afraid to admit it. Wait, I'm not sure. You're not sure? What? What do you mean? How can you not think about it? We live it all the whole day. Everyone has the hargosha. Why do I say that? How do I know that everyone has that? Because if you wouldn't have that hargosha, we would never do an avera. What do you mean? The time is running out. You're not going to fix yourself up. Who knows? You get yourself sucked into an avera, like the Gemara says, that you start off with a little string and then it gets thicker and it gets thicker. So we don't see that. That means Rabbi Sosvan is talking about the punishment. He's talking about the Gehenim. He's talking about all that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the Maisa Avera itself. That a person does an avera once, no, second time he does it, the third time, fourth time. Listen to the ludicrous how we look in our own eyes. We look like we should go in. Haloi, there are averas which we've done thousands of times, and we say to ourselves every time we do it, I have complete control over it. I can stop whenever I want. You know how we sound like? Right? We sound like, yeah, the guy is shikur, lying in the gutter, is drinking his 10,000th beer. And he's saying, me a shikur? I'm completely in control of myself. What are you talking about? Yeah, I can stop whenever I want. Tomorrow, this is the last dream. Tomorrow I'll stop. That's how we look, by the way. And the funny thing is that the ludicrous of it is that we do it every day. Every time we do it, we do the same affair. Everyone has their affairs, which they do. Everyone has their weaknesses. And the weaknesses, you've been struggling with them since you're 13, since you're 14. And you say to yourself every time, it's the last time, but I can stop whenever I want. And that's the hesed that allows. Because if you would know that you're never going to stop, if you would know that if you do that there one more time, you're finished. You're never going to stop again. Would you do it? No. So a person does an avera with the subconscious havana or hanocha that this is the last time I'm going to do it. You said it to yourself 1,000 times already. That's a dimyon. That means that most of us are walking around in dimyonland. It means most of our day and most of our existence and most of our metzias is totally in dimyon. Totally in dimyon. Totally. We say that's so stupid. You think about it. It's like, isn't it embarrassing I'm saying over something? So those of you who have never experienced this experience that I'm talking about, you're very big tzaddikim. Very big tzaddikim. Very big tzaddikim. We're going to line up afterwards to get brachas. The only thing is that if you say you never experienced, you're also a liar. And Mela, we're not going to line up for brachas. Because everybody experienced this dimin. Everybody who's sitting here. If you're a human being, otherwise we won't be able to survive ourselves. We won't be able to get through the day. So the way we get through the day with Averis, or you get this huge, massive guilt trip, and then you end up in a psychiatric hospital. But it's either that or that. But if you want to avoid that, then since we're healthy, and the food's not good there, so how do we avoid it? How do we avoid it? How do we avoid going crazy? How do we avoid living with ourselves? We avoid it by saying, it's anyway temporary. And we've been saying that for years. Now, we don't look at that when we think about it as dimyon. Think about it. Touch that machshava which goes through your head 100 times a day. You look at it as dimyon or seichel? Seichel, what are we living in? Fantasy land? With my head's Disneyland? Of course not. Everything's seichel. Everything's for mature people who live our lives with complete shlita. It's total Disneyland. It's Donald Duck. You've been saying the same thing since your bar mitzvah. You've been saying the same thing since you're 8 years old. Over and over and over and over again. Oh, it's not stupidity. Are you crazy already? If you look at it from the outside, it looks like a comedy show. Okay, he says that. Back and forth. 1,000 times. It's like an Irishkeit. It's a terrorist that our entire life is being held captive by them. We live in Dimyonland. We live completely in there. And we're so far deep in Dimyonland, that's reality. And it's so far reality that we look at it as reality. We look at it as a legitimate thing. Yet we're convinced that it's MS. Nud. The Rebbe is not right that he said last week that we live completely in Dimyonland. Completely in Dimyonland, not Agav. We live in Dimyonland. Then once in a while, you every few years, you hear something like that. So you step out of Dimyonland for a few minutes. Hopefully, as soon as you close the door, you forget about it and go back to our reality. Because it's very unpleasant, this reality over here. This is not a pleasant sefer, by the way. It's not a pleasant sefer. Our life is pleasant. We go along, everything sugar-coated. And we also want to describe that. That's what he said. So it's not a new phenomenon. You don't have to feel bad that it's the new law, the kids at risk, the Jewish Observer article, that there's a deterioration. Not at all. It was also not already spoken about it 200 years ago. This is the matzav. And at least we know that we're diagnosed. We have an old, you know, it's not geschmack to get a new sickness. You don't know how to treat it. There's an old sickness over here. Rishon spoke about it about 200 years ago. In his first letter, that's the thing he spoke about. He didn't speak about anything else. He spoke about Dimyon. And he spoke about the Dimyon that causes us to do Averus on a practical level. Let's go further. Milvad, the final two paragraphs on page Kufnun Aleph. Milvad masha kol yochid margish bekirboy amitas tir hazeh. Besides what every yochid feels the truth of the description of Rabbi Sol Salanta said, Hifli Rabbi Sol Salanta zechatzadik levrocha lahagdir hazeh, Rabbi Sol Salanta in a wondrous way was magdir as ruach tkufasenu b'myuchad. He specifically described the spirit of our generation when he spoke about the rushing waters of the Dimyon that everybody's drowning in. B'tkuf is koidmois, in earlier times, oid hikira ha'anoishos, civilization, humanity, recognized, b'ideal, in the ideal, shal his alus ruchnis. In earlier generations, the world recognized in the ideal of ruchnis, like a spiritual, like a elevation, ubetainu, and in the pleasure of avoid the ruchnis. Kahayoim, I mean, today, for example, let's say today, if they would want to make a communist movement today, start it over, or socialist or Zionist, nothing would happen. Why? He says why. Kahayoim, today, tanugum sheroi b'nei adam, the pleasure of most people who bidur zol, cheap entertainment, the cheapest, kriyas dvarim, reading things, v'riyos machzois, and watching shows and programs, chasrei teichen ruchani, which have no spiritual content at all, hamhalivim, which excite, umasbim, and satisfy, ach v'rak esadimim. For example, watching baseball games, right? There's nothing there. There's no spiritual, I'm sorry to tell you, there is no spiritual content in watching a baseball, listening to one, by the way. It's all nothing. It's nothing. It's zero, right? The guy explains, I always like to say over, it's shocking. Are you with? Isn't it shocking? People spend years and years and years and years, years and years and years and years and years and years and years listening to the explanation of why the guy hit a ground ball. Not that he hit a ground ball, but why? Do you probably know why he hits a ground ball? What? No. No. You don't know. Rabbi Chaim, do you know why you hit the ground ball?
Hit the bat a certain way.
No. It was a breaking ball, and he was on top of it. Correct? Did I get that? Rabbi Wolf?
Good.
It sounds right. That's what I remember. Yigursa the Ankisa. I said it? That's the shot, right? Only. On the first ball, you're not going to get a ground ball. It's hard. So we bounce. Don't argue with me. You're right. It could happen, but it's generally from the breaking balls. Right?
Or a split.
Or a split. That's the same response. What's the nikud? Think about it. You have thousands of kids sitting in America, and Mr. Schwarzer, Mr. Shagetz Italian, is explaining why there was a ground ball. Do you hear what's going on? There are two monkeys playing with a piece of stick, and they hit the ball. And the other guy's explaining why the ball went this way, not that way. And there are thousands of Yiddish kinder who are supposed to learn Gemara the next door, sitting with 2 ears listening to it. And then the other announcer added in a Haisafa. No, you can go learn the next day. I'm missing. So that's what the Rebbe is talking about here. This wasn't Rebbe Sol Salanta's time, by the way. It was also land time that it was Zionism, communism, socialism, which also collapsed. Also a Dimyon. They're going to change the world. They're going to fix the thing. But there was after some sort of, so people fooled themselves. They forgot about Gehenna. They thought that it was some sort of content versus content. It would deal with ground balls, fly balls. Nothing. There's nothing going on. And that's what and people hear the explanation. And it's like the emperor has no clothes. And the Zach becomes a chashivas. And everyone talks about it. And this one says, hey, and the other guy says, yeah, he saw the guy in practice, and he looked like that, he was getting onto the woods, he was humble. And it becomes a whole thing, a whole Jewish machine. Nothing, there's nothing going on, everybody's like, what are you talking about? You're crazy. You're lunatics. And everybody's listening, and the chavar, and they say, over the next day to defend the yeshiva. Nothing, everyone's talking about nothing. Somebody would land from Mars and would say, what is going on over here? It's open house in psychiatric hospital. Everybody's crazy. What are they talking about? They don't have any life to themselves, they have no reality, it's all baloney. Over the borders, that's when everyone talks about it. And Azay, and Azay, and Azay, and Azay, and Azay. And all that, most of what goes on that people talk about is all dimian. Why do people? You ever see Shiva Bach in particular? I can talk about rich people. You know that? Richtig? Am I wrong? Rich, famous people, they like, why? Because they give them a feeling they're rich. When you talk about Yana guy, they once bumped into the guy, they know a friend who knows Yana guy. They have a piece of shaykhs with the guy. They have a piece of cash. His cousin's third cousin, second cousin is a neighbor with the guy who stayed in the plaza for Sukkot. So you weren't invited for Kiddush and you weren't invited for anything. What happened? Right? That episode of Hashivas is Dimian. You're completely in Dimian. You're completely fake. All nothing. That's what he says. That's never how it looks today. Continues and he says, Yad HaTamula HaZoyla, cheap advertising, B'yaser. The cheapest level of advertising, B'emtza HaChroz HaMidiniyos HaChashuvas B'yaser, play a role in the most important political and state diplomatic decisions. That means people can go to war and go for peace and make major decisions depending on how it's going to look, how he's going to look at 8 o'clock news. That's Dimian. Right? For example, there's a war this summer here in Israel, many of you know, right? Why'd they go to war? What country goes to war? The army wasn't ready. And what they go to war for, nobody knew why they went and why they ended it, why they started it, right? You don't have to be a big going and a big military. What happened? Over the leaders of the country here, Nebuch leaders, over the leaders of the country have a certain image that they want to project to the people that they're tough and they're this and they're that. So if you get Hamadi in English, so the first days of the war, every guy said, oh, they're going to remember our name, they won't start up with us again. What's that? What is that? What is it, like little cowboys talking? What is that? But that's Dimian. The guy, they saw too many cowboy movies. Don't you start up with me. You'll remember my name. He won't dare. Nasrallah is going to remember. He'll regret the day. What is that? What is that, by the way? It's strategic mistakes? No, it's Dimian. You look at yourself a certain way. You look at yourself as strong and what it called, and you want people to look at you that way. So you go to war for that. That's what he says. He represented himself here. Tamula HaZoyla, B'yoyser, the cheapest advertising, is in the middle of political and state decisions. Now, we don't have to go worry about them, we have to worry about ourselves. How many times do we make decisions and do things based on the way we want to present ourselves, based on the image that we have of ourselves? B'makam HaShechnua HaSichli, instead of intellectual convincing, Bo HaPniya El Dimyon HaMoin, so the leaders are turning themselves to the fantasies of the people, what they think the people want to see. And in addition to that, how shocking are the words of the Chavis HaLavavis and Shah Precious, he writes as follows, Shah Dimian, a person's Dimian, Yochel Levi Bnei Adam L'Dekach, this is his Lashon, Chi Yebitnam Elokeim, their stomach is their God, that's what they serve a whole day, Terosam, Mabushem, their clothing, Umusaram, and the Musar is Chizuk Mishkenayim. That means they have ideals. Have a Torah. What's your Torah? My Torah is my Torah is what type of suit I wear, what type of tie I wear, what type of shoes I wear. What's my Musar? My Musar is what type of house I have, what type of marble I have in my kitchen, what type of dining room set I have, what type of curtains I have. That's my Torah. What's my God? My stomach. That's the Iker. If you saw Solanta says, Adimian Nachal Shetev, the Dimian is a rushing river. Seichel Yitov and the Seichel will drown. In Loinoi Lichu Bani, if we're not going to put it on a ship, he rikshas a nefesh v'sarasov. We're going to continue now our survey of the powers that work inside us. And Perek Shishi discusses another one of the koiches that work in us. Often we spoke about Midas. Often we spoke about Dimian. Perek Shishi. In our path to try to get in touch with ourselves, to understand ourselves, Aleinu Lizboinim Me'ata, we now have to pay attention to b'toifa, into a happening, shekulanum eidim lo yom yom, which we all experience every day. What is the experience? It's as follows. Yeah, there are many times, v'ano oisim, moitzim es asmeinu oisim maisa, we find ourselves doing something, midavrim dover, saying something, u'pitoim anamargish, and all of a sudden we feel, asinu, we did, divarnu, we spoke, v'nechshalnu, we were nechshal, in avero, l'dugma, kas v'lashon hara. Ein hadimin moishach aleim. Everything we spoke about in the previous parak, that the Dimian is Moshech to certain things, it's not everything. There are certain things that Dimian is not Moshech to. A person doesn't have a Meshicha to Lashon Hara. A person doesn't have a Mashiach at the Kaz. You don't picture in your mind how I'm going to get angry, what a Gishmak is like, unless you're a Mashogana. Person gets angry in the spur of a moment, but you don't have Dimyan beforehand. You have in your mind the pictures of the Kaz, as we spoke at great length when we spoke about how a person makes Tikkunim. A person has in his mind preconceived notion of how to behave in a moment of Kaz. But a person doesn't bring himself to Kaz with a Koyach of Dimyan, because you don't have a Taiva for Kaz. Kaz is a thing which comes up when the Kaz gets kicked off. But there's no Dimyan that's Moshech to Kaz. That's Poshet. There's no Dimyan that's Moshech to Lashon. When the opportunity comes up, you say it. Ein HaDimyan Moshech Aleihem Gam Hanoah V'Taimeg Emehem. There's no pleasure. Ma Efo Hichshilon Emehem. So why do we do it? Shocking thing. There are things that we do we don't have explanation for. That means, up to now we spoke about things that we did which we know why we did it. Taiva, Kinnah. Those are things, by the way, they're not logical. Taiva is not logical. When you're walking down the street and you look at something they're not supposed to look at, there's no logic why you're looking at it. There's no intellectual explanation. But at least there's a pleasure in it. A person has a pleasure. A person has a taiva to it. Kas, when a person in a split second blows his top or a split second says Lashon Hara, why did he do it? So he says there's another ingredient which operates in us called Shulton Hayetzah. There's a thing called the Yetzah Hara. Says the Gemara in Shabbos of Kufay HaMekareh B'Godel B'Tamosei. A person is saying something that's very, very deep and something very important. One of the biggest sages of Musa. Listen carefully. Hamekareya begodu b'chamosai. A guy who rips his clothing in anger. V'hameshaber kelim b'chamosai. And he breaks kelim in a temper. V'hamefazim ma'isu b'chamosai. And in a fit of temper he goes and spends a fortune of money. Yehei be'enecha ko'evid avodazor. You should look at him as an avodavid avodazor. That's the trade, that's the work, that's the way the Yetzirah works. Hayoim Omrle Asekach. Today he tells you to do this. Ulamachu Omrle Asekach. Atcha Omrle Alech Vedazar Vaholich Vavid. Now the Pashup Shan this Gemara is that it's a step by step process. If I see a person doing something like this, he does that. So slowly, the Yetzirah is going to bring him to do a Vedazar. He said it's not the Pshat. He says the Pshat is that if a guy blows his top and breaks kelim b'chamosai, his pshat is, what are you doing? What are you, mishugana? What are you doing? There's no logic to it. There's no pleasure to it. You start going crazy. You're doing something crazy. There's no logical reason for it. You have no pleasure out of it. Why are you doing it? The answer is that the Yetzer Hara rules over you. The Yetzer Hara rules over you, you're going to go be Ovid of Hara Zor also. He's going to explain now at length. Koyach machatz kazeh shayilat aleinu. You have this huge mega koyach. Koyach machatz, a huge koyach, which is ruling over you. And somebody who listens to it, quote unquote, like an avid to the Avodah Zarah, without any reason, umaniyah and motivation. Quotes of shocking Gemara. The Gemara says in Tainis, Lassud Lavi Miskaptus of Boyas Kol Chayas Eitzla Nochosh. Lassud Lavi, the Chayas that we're going to come to the Nochosh, they're going to say to him, look, Ari, there is Vaichel. And Ari tears apart its victim and eats, he has lunch. Zev, Torah Vaichel. The Zev rips apart and eats. Ataman no yeshcha. You bite a person, you get nothing out of it. You don't eat lunch. Amar lehevla. Gemara in Tainis. Ain yisun leval lashon. Lashon hara has a gishmak. What did he answer? Ain hanav lashon hara. There's no pleasure out of lashon hara. Ain dimyan kaisim boy. There's no fantasy which draws you into it. Rak shulton hayetzim asilov. It's yetzah hara. Kolemar. When a person does a bad thing without a logical reason, hearer, a thought, dimyan hanoah, a fantasy of pleasure, hare kan, so then we have exposed over here gilu shel shlitas hayetzer al adam. We have exposed over here an example of shlitas hayetzer al adam. Ein ze b'shoyver kelim b'chamosim b'vad. Kimotzinu b'nidi yigimam beiz. The Gemara says b'maksha atzma lada. Somebody brings himself to etzah zel levatola where he had no previous reason to. He had no hano, he had no taiva, he had no dimin. Stam, kachi dakus yetzahar, shlita sa yetzah. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, ha-magbiya yodei achaveroi, afo pishalo yiko, somebody who raises his hand on somebody else, even though he didn't hit him yet, nipkar rasha. Why? Ein kasa nishar otzer b'lev. He didn't keep his anger in his heart. Ella, humeirim ya, he picked up his hand. Harei nichnas kasa leklal maisa. His anger already reached the level of action. Kvar hu nikra rasha, you're ready a rasha. Why? Afa bishala hikki, you didn't hit the guy. Ki hu nimta tachas yotan al yetzah. Because you already are under the control of the yetzah hara. Ein dvarm eila hamurim bi yetzah hara. We're not talking here about the yetzah hara. Asher belod of hayim isbatum sidre hachayim. That without that, a person wouldn't be able to live. He has a taiva to eat, and he has a taiva for other things. Gam in kavana seinu li midas rois. Our kavana here is not to midas rois. Why? Ki ain midas shem rois behechlet. There are no midas which are absolutely bad. The ain lecha midas, ain lecha makom. Every midah has episode. Loy al kas, v'loy al kol midah acheres, oyim chazal yeh beinach avoyed azor. Chazal didn't say that a guy who gets angry is oyim avoyed azor. They didn't say kol akoyis. Ella al dvar sheni keres v'hem shlitas hayetzer. There are things where it's recognizable that the yetzer is posher taken over. V'shlitas hayetzer u'inyim b'fnei atzmoy. Muhusoy v'soyde shekoyach haram is galaboy. That's the muhus and the soy. Hayoyim oyim le'a seikach. Umocha oyim le'a seikach. Atcha oyim le'a lech oyim avoyed azor. That's what he's trying to convince you now. Next week, we're going to see the next half of this parak, which is very, very important. The next half of the parak here discusses the relationship of us to the Yetzer Hara. In this parak, he's introduced us to another force which operates inside us, which is the Yetzer Hara mitzad itself. The Yetzer Hara as a foreign agent telling you what to do. And when a person makes a survey of the forces that operate inside him, this is one of the things that he has to check and see. Are there things that you do because of Shlitas HaYetzer? Stop for no reason. Stop. Because it's bad. And the Yetzer told you to do bad. If a person would examine himself during the day, he would see there are things he did. We had no reason to do them. Stop. Yetzer. The second half of the parak discusses at length the relationship between us with the Yetzer, a very deep thing, which we'll see next week.